This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Today, I would love to invite you to really lean into this teaching. Maybe you're like me, and you were baptized when you were young, or maybe you were baptized as a teenager. Maybe like Samantha, our youngest daughter, you were baptized in the ocean, or like I have had the privilege of baptizing some folks in a creek or in a lake, and some folks I've had the privilege to baptize in the Jordan River, where Jesus was baptized. But I want you to lean into this teaching on baptism. Today, let's start with Romans chapter 6, verse 4. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. You see, baptism is a picture. It is a living, breathing picture. It's a statement. Baptism is beautiful because it's an example of God's great love pictured in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. You see, Jesus walked courageously in the shadow of death's valley. He died, was buried, and all hope seemed to die with him. But his death darkened his disciples' faith. And how, in the middle of all that, by the glory of the Father, Jesus is raised from the dead, never to die again. Hope is alive because Jesus was alive. Baptism celebrates Jesus' triumph over death. And so every time we see someone baptized at Sugar Hill Church, what we're seeing is this is the celebration that we make personally and with our church family because Jesus has triumphed over death. All who are spiritually dead in sin walk in the shadow of a scary death. The valley of despair is lonely without Christ. But we can die to ourselves without having to die to our sin. When we choose by faith to crucify ourselves with Christ, we die to our old way of thinking, our old way of living. And you see, death to self brings life from our Savior, Jesus. The great exchange of our old life with Jesus' new life makes death a pass-through to heaven. His resurrected life gives us and empowers us with a new life. In Galatians chapter 2, Paul writes in verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So the question I guess I would ask is, has baptism followed your spiritual comprehension and true belief in God, that he sent his only Son to die for you, that by asking his only Son to forgive you of your sins, he might come and live inside your life? Yes, baptism before belief is a counterfeit claim. You see, like everything Jesus teaches, baptism is a picture of what our heart is. It is a picture because Jesus told us we should be baptized. Go and make disciples and baptize them. Jesus was baptized. We know that John the Baptist baptized the Lord Jesus. And afterward, in Luke chapter 3, verse 21 and 22, we know that the Father said to his Son, Jesus, you're my Son whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. So we know that Jesus was baptized. We know Jesus told us to be baptized. And we know that when we read the scriptures, we get a clear understanding that baptism is like a wedding ring. You know, a ring doesn't make us married. A ring shows that we're married. Being baptized doesn't make us a follower of Jesus. It shows that we're a follower of Jesus. But it shouldn't be something that's a weapon used to beat somebody else. It should be a next natural progression of loving the Son, of loving God, of being able to walk in obedience to Christ. You see, Jesus modeled for us the way of baptism. He humbled himself in the presence of the public to pronounce his allegiance to the Heavenly Father. As he prayed, he was affirmed by God. Therefore, your baptism, my baptism, is a spiritual act of service that causes God to smile. He's pleased with our public profession of faith in him. An obedient faith that leads to baptism is authentic. You see, when immersed, God's love immerses our soul. So in Luke chapter 3, you know where we said that God was well pleased with Jesus, my friend? He is well pleased with you when you take that step of obedience as well. It's not given to us as some rule for something in particular. It's given to us as, if you love me, you'll find it easy to obey me. And baptism simply becomes a next natural step of progression in our faith. My friend, please feel free to share these every day with the buttons below on the app or at sugarhill.church. And we look forward to being back with you day after day on these 5 minute a day, 5 day a week podcasts that we call Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Bless you, friend. See you soon. Bye-bye.
I give my will up for your own. Father, do with me what you will. Oh, here I am, God. I am willing, Lord. Send me. Here I am, God. The Son of God.